Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Raleen Marks, lots of nice fun stuff to talk about this afternoon for a change.
It is quite a fun show, and I must tell you, I'm going to stay away from the obvious jokes, but welcome back to Earth, William Shatner. Yes, Scotty has beamed him up and sent him back again.
So I actually thought that was cruelty to old people. I mean, is the guy not about 90?
He is 90. He's the oldest person to ever go into space, but you know, I suppose he's thinking, hey, you know, why not? I'm 90. What have I got to lose? I'm going to go aboard the Blue Origin, and blue it certainly is. Again, I'm going to avoid the obvious jokes and stick to maybe Spaceballs and the Star Trek puns.
But what I didn't know, Rolene, was his connection to Israel. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, first of all, I don't think many people know that William Shatner is Jewish, and he has spoken out quite vocally before about his experiences with anti-Semitism, but he's also a philanthropist and a very keen equestrian, and rumor has it that he donated quite a few horses to help children who are autistic in Israel overcome some of the issues and to provide therapy. So yeah, William Shatner, the man who played, I think it was Captain Kirk, am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
I liked him as Denny Crane, but yes, a keen equestrian, right now a spaceman, the oldest man to ever go into space, and also a philanthropist who has donated quite generously to Israel.
There is hope for all of us in our 90s, that's for sure. And then the other story that puts a massive smile on my face is the fact that it's Yom Aliyah. How long have you been there, Ro?
I have been here in December, will be 11 years. So Yom Aliyah Sameach to everybody celebrating. There's quite a significant amount of us, and we've really fulfilled the Lech Lecha, you know, be gathered from the north, the east, the west, and the south, and go to the land that I will show you. But if you haven't made Aliyah, no worries, because a strong diaspora means a strong Israel, so it's all good.
And was this day kind of recognized in any significant way in Israel, or is this just something that Aliyahniks do themselves?
It is recognized in Israel. It has become a official day. In fact, it's actually an official week. It's a time to celebrate the massive contribution that Olim have made to this country. And just some very interesting data. Aliyah this year is up 31% than it was last year. It's almost at the level of 2019. But of course, last year was a year where most of us spent in lockdown. And we have the countries with the highest amount of Olim are France. That is quite expected. Sure. Followed by the Ukraine. And then we have Belarus, Argentina, the United Kingdom, very interesting, Brazil, and South Africa. And then rounding it up, we have quite a significant amount from Ethiopia. So, yeah, welcome to Israel, all the Olim, representing 82 different countries, different ethnicities, speaking many, many different languages, some of them combined with Hebrew to sound like, I have no idea. Mine is more like Dothraki. And yeah, we've all got our interesting stories to share.
We will interview you separately from the Israel Report one day and get to find out some of those interesting and amusing stories. But we're going to proceed with the newsy news. And really interesting, this in my mind, Nancy Pelosi tells Lapid that support for Israel is in our DNA. This coming from the lady who has the squad to her left.
Well, to the left is quite correct indeed. But our Foreign Minister, Yair Lapid, is in the United States. He's there to meet with Secretary of State Blinken. Rumor has it that the meeting is going to feature quite a bit about China, a warning from the Americans not to be too close to the Chinese. But he met with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, and she said it's a privilege to talk about the importance of the U.S.-Israel bond, one based on our mutual security, mutual values, and is again something that is a source of pride to all of us in the Congress who work on this. And she says Support for Israel has always been bipartisan in the Congress of the United States and continues to do so. And for many of us, it is in our DNA.
Interesting to me, I've got an article from Maariv in Hebrew open in front of me. And I'll just translate the headline. It says, Merkel decided to ignore Netanyahu in her recent visit. There was a reason she doesn't like him. Do you think, for whatever reason, that having Lapid and Bennett and co. in power at the moment is a good thing from a foreign relations perspective? Do you think this will go some way to reestablishing the bipartisan support for Israel?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. I think, first of all, never discount Benjamin Netanyahu. The man is like Teflon. And, you know, just when you think he's out, he pulls you back in. So let's not discount Benjamin Netanyahu's future political career until he says that he's throwing in the towel. Okay. However, and I know that there are going to be some people who are uncomfortable to hear this, there has been a marked change in response in the international arena to the way that many leaders view Israel. They find the coalition government a lot easier to deal with, a lot more representative of the Israeli people, and they find Prime Minister Bennett and Foreign Minister Lapid much more welcoming and opening to talking to them. So there has been a difference to how we are perceived internationally. You know, we only had to look at Prime Minister Bennett's meeting with Biden. And I know there are many opinions out there about President Joe Biden, but it was very, very telling when the president invited Prime Minister Bennett to sit with him in his private dining area. Yes, there were cameras there, but it sent a significant message that, you know, you are welcome in my private inner sanctum.
Ro, the next story we're going to talk about today is something many of us have been waiting far too long for. Israel to open to vaccinated tourists on the 1st of November. Is that for real?
Okay, so this is as per the Globes, also by R24 News, and it's expected that the government will announce the reopening of our borders to foreign tourists who are fully vaccinated from the 1st of November. Initially, we're going to open up to about 40 countries, most of them from European Union countries. But, you know, this is what we know so far. So please keep an ear out for the Israel report or the Israeli news to see what develops. Of course, I'm going to keep you updated as much as possible on this because I know so many of you have been wanting to come to Israel and we can't wait to see so many of you. So what we know so far is that if you do want to come to Israel, it will be open to people who have had two shots conducted within 6 months of the visit or with a third dose. Those are the people who will be allowed in. Of course, you will have to provide a negative corona test from within 72 hours of the initial flight and a PCR test on arrival. So far, this is what we know. But yeah, definitely news we've all been waiting for.
Wow, you can say that again. And also interesting, Times of Israel reporting that the Sudanese justice minister is meeting with Israeli officials in the UAE. Are they the next member to join the Abraham Accords?
Well, Sudan has technically joined the Abraham Accords. They are part of the growing circle of peace. We haven't had a formal signing on the White House lawn, which is rumored to be what they want. They want a formal signing ceremony, but we do have normalization of ties with the Sudan, albeit very, very quiet for the moment. So the justice was meeting with our deputy foreign minister director, Idan Wall, and it was kind of quiet until somebody made it public and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs had to release a statement about what the meeting was about. So yes, we signed an agreement a year ago. It was October 2020. We signed an agreement, but now we have a big giant step forward. discussions about economy, about cooperation, about farming, agriculture, etc. So it looks like it is taking a significant step forward. I mean, you know, it just strikes me as ironic that we have the Sally Rooney's calling for boycotts. We have the David Millers of Bristol University, who was sacked from his position, calling just a short while ago, saying Zionism is a racist construct. It needs to be dismantled. And here we have countries in the Middle East and Africa just opening up more and more to the state of Israel, and the slight overtures coming from our neighbors, the Palestinians, the Jordanians, the Egyptians.
Ro, it's 5:30. We leave it there. You and I chat tomorrow, same time, same place.
Absolutely.